What kind of moon is this? Not the bright, gleaming moon of slashing happiness, no indeed. Oh, it pulls and whines and shines in a cheap and guttering imitation of what it should do, but there is no edge to it. This moon has no wind in it to sail carnivores across the happy night sky and into slash and slice ecstasy. Instead, this moon flickers shyly through a squeaky clean window onto a woman who perches all cheerful and perky on the edge of the couch and talks about flowers, canapes, and Paris. Paris? Yes, with moon-faced seriousness, Paris is what she is talking about in that far-spreading syrupy tone. She is talking about Paris. Again. So what kind of moon can this possibly be, with its near-breathless smile and smirking lace around the edges? It batters feebly at the window, but it can't quite get in past all the sickly sweet warbling. And what kind of dark avenger could simply sit across the room, as poor dazed Dexter does now, pretending to listen while mooning blearily on his chair? Why, this moon must be a honeymoon, unfurling its marital banner across the living room night, signaling for all to rally round, sound the charge, once more into the church, dear friends, because Dexter, of the deadly dimples, is getting married. Hitched to the wagon of bliss pulled by the lovely Rita, who has turned out to have a lifelong passion to see Paris. Married. Honeymoon in Paris. Do these words really belong in the same sentence as any reference at all to our phantom flenser? Can we really see a suddenly sober and simpering slasher at the altar of an actual church in Fred Astaire tie and tails, slipping the ring onto a white-wrapped finger while the congregation sniffles and beams? And then Demon Dexter, in Madras shorts, gawking at the Eiffel Tower and snarfing café au lait at the Arc de Triomphe, holding hands and trundling giddily along the Seine, staring vacantly at every gaudy trinket in the Louvre. Of course, I suppose I could make a pilgrimage to the Rue Morgue, a sacred site for serial slashers. But let us be just a tiny bit serious for a moment. Dexter in Paris? For starters, are Americans still allowed to go to France? And for finishers, Dexter? In Paris? On a honeymoon? How can someone of Dexter's midnight persuasions possibly consider anything so ordinary? How can someone who considers sex as interesting as deficit accounting enter into marriage? In short, how, by all that is unholy, dark and deadly, can Dexter really mean to do this? All wonderful questions, and very reasonable, and in truth, somewhat difficult to answer even to myself. But here I am, enduring the Chinese water torture of Rita's expectations, and wondering how Dexter can possibly go through with this. Well then, Dexter can go through with this because he must, in part to maintain and even upgrade his necessary disguise, which prevents the world at large from seeing him for what he is, which is, at best, not something one would really like to have sitting across the table when the lights go out, especially if there is silverware present. And quite naturally, it takes a great deal of careful work to make sure it is not generally known that Dexter is driven by his dark passenger, a whispery silk voice in the shaded back seat that from time to time climbs into the front seat to take the wheel and drive us to the theme park of the unthinkable. It would never do to have the sheep see that Dexter is the wolf among them.